Chapter 1. Who is the Holy Spirit? Have you ever tried to ask people who or what they think the Holy Spirit is? Some may tell you it's a cloud or smoke coming out of heaven, or it's the anointing oil in a bottle. Others may even say, it's my prayer handkerchief, what some call mental. Or it's that influence I feel sometimes that causes me to shake and speak in tongues. Well, the Holy Spirit I'll be teaching you about is definitely more than any of these. Oh, how I wish many more of God's children will know Him for who He really is. I will intermittently refer to Him as the Holy Ghost throughout this audiobook. For Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost refer to one and the same person. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He is the power by which God made the whole world. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is the one who garnished the heavens. Job chapter 26, verse 13. When God speaks, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings it to pass. He's the doer of the things of God. So when God wants to do something in your life, it will have to be by the Holy Spirit. This is why you need the Holy Spirit in your life today. Even the Lord Jesus Christ had to have the Holy Spirit. It was only after the Holy Spirit came into His life that His ministry and the miraculous began. Remember that when He was on earth, even though He was a Son of God, He didn't operate or minister as a Son of God. He operated and ministered as a man, the Son of Man. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. The Bible says He laid aside His glory and became a man like every one of us. And because He found Himself being fashioned as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient even unto the death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. When Jesus walked the earth, He was hungry like everyone else. He was thirsty like everyone else. He got tired and He slept like everyone else. He could be tempted like everyone else, but He never fell into any temptation. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. This was why He needed to have the Holy Spirit, because He didn't minister on earth as a Son of God, even though He was a Son of God. If you have the Holy Spirit and let Him take charge of your life, it doesn't matter what your situation is. He'll turn it around for your good. If the Holy Spirit takes over your family, your business, or your health, it doesn't matter what troubles you've been experiencing or what's been going wrong, you will begin to go from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from faith to faith, from success to success, and from greatness to greatness. When the Holy Spirit takes over your life, He'll drive every sickness out of your body. He'll make right everything that was wrong. God's promise of the Spirit is for everyone. After the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, His disciples, 120 of them, were gathered in one accord in the upper room. Then suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues like as of fire sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When they were all filled with the Spirit of God, they began to speak words of praise and magnify God in other tongues. Because of the way they were acting and talking, some of the people looking at them mocked them, thinking they were drunk. But then the Bible says, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and 16. The apostle Peter began to quote the prophet Joel, telling the people that what was prophesied many years ago had now come. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 to 21. Then he said in verse 38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter lets us know that the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost is the gift of God to every believer. You don't have to attain to it. You don't have to qualify for it. All you need is to believe in Jesus Christ. Peter also said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Gentiles or Jews, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Here, the Bible lets us know Christ was made a curse for us. He was hanged on a tree. Then it tells us the reason, that you might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Scripture speaks of two types of people, Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles, according to the Bible, are all non-Israelites. If you're American, Russian, Chinese, or Nigerian, you're a Gentile. No matter where you come from, as long as you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. The Jews are the physical descendants of Abraham, but the Gentiles are not related to Abraham by physical descent. Now, God says the blessing of Abraham will come on the Gentiles, non-Jews, through Christ. That's the blessing that brings success, health, and prosperity. It's the blessing that brings favor into your life and makes you great. That blessing comes into your life through Jesus Christ, and it includes the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. God has not only made the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has actually given Him to us. It's up to us now to receive Him. But for you to receive from God, you will have to be ready to respond to Him by faith. Until you respond to God by faith, you do not receive from Him, because God is a faith God. Now let's look at that scripture in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14 again. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. There are two very important things you need to realize from this verse of scripture. The first one is, whatever we must receive from God must come as an act of faith, because God is a faith God. Secondly, you must realize that whatever blessing we receive from God can only come to us through Jesus Christ. Receive the Holy Spirit today. We need today the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and until you have Him, you'll walk in darkness. It doesn't matter how educated or intelligent you are in your chosen field. It doesn't even matter how highly placed you are in the society. Until you have the Holy Ghost, your life is empty. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Lord wants you to receive Him today. And I have outlined here under the simple steps you must take to receive Him, respond to God by faith, and relate to Him through Jesus. This means you must, first and foremost, be born again. That's the beginning of your relationship with God through Christ Jesus. If you've not been born again, you can pray the prayer of salvation written below. Pray it in faith and audibly too, and you'll be saved. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and I believe God raised Him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day forward. I give my life to Jesus Christ today and open my heart by faith to receive salvation. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. My sins have all been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Christ now lives in me, and I am free. I'm saved. I'm born again. And from today, I begin to walk in the consciousness of my new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Congratulations, and welcome to the family of God. You're now a child of God. Remember that your salvation is the only qualification you require to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, you can simply ask by faith and receive Him into your spirit. Say these words out loud, in faith, expecting to receive. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. As your child, I now receive Him by faith to come and dwell in my heart. I receive Him into my soul and my body. I receive Him into every fiber of my being. I am now filled with the Holy Spirit. And according to your word in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, I speak with other tongues as He gives me utterance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.